Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things stoic. Ever feel like you're tiptoeing through life? Like fear's got a tight grip on your reins, whispering doubts in your ear every chance it gets. Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be prisoners of our anxieties. Today, we're diving deep into the Stoic philosophy of overcoming fear and cultivating that inner badass confidence. Think of this as your daily dose of screw fear fuel. Now, I get it. There is a natural human emotion. It's wired into us to keep us safe from danger. But sometimes, our fears become these overblown monsters holding us back from amazing experiences and opportunities. We let them dictate our choices, steal our joy, and basically make life a whole lot less exciting. But here's the Stoic secret weapon. Recognizing that fear is often just an illusion. It's our minds playing tricks on us, imagining worst-case scenarios that rarely materialize. So how do we break free from this fear-fueled loop? Well, let's unlock some practical wisdom. First up, acceptance. The Stoics were big on accepting what's outside of our control. Can you really control everything in life? Nope. But what you can control is your reaction to it. When fear creeps in, acknowledge it. Say hello to that little voice in your head, but don't let it take over. Recognize it as a feeling, not a fact. Remember, feeling afraid doesn't mean you are afraid. Next, shift your perspective. Ever heard the saying, turn your frown upside down? Well, that's kind of what we're doing here. Instead of focusing on what could go wrong, try looking at the situation from a different angle. See it as an opportunity for growth, a chance to step outside your comfort zone, or even just a unique challenge to conquer. Third, take action. This is where things get real. Feeling brave doesn't mean eliminating fear, it means doing something in spite of it. Break down that big, scary goal into smaller, manageable steps. Each small victory will build your confidence and momentum. You know that feeling when you finally nail a challenging project at work or conquer fear like public speaking? Pure adrenaline rush. That's the power of action. Fourth, practice mindfulness. This is all about being present in the moment. When you're constantly worrying about the future or dwelling on the past, fear has a field day. Ground yourself by focusing on your breath, your senses, and the beauty around you. And finally, remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Building courage and confidence takes time and effort. You're going to stumble, you're going to doubt yourself, that's totally normal. But keep practicing these Stoic principles, celebrate your wins big or small, and never give up on becoming the fearless version of yourself. Let me paint a picture. Imagine you've got this amazing opportunity, maybe it's landing a dream job, starting your own business, or finally asking that person out on a date. But fear is holding you back, whispering doubts in your ear. You might think, what if I fail? What if people laugh at me? But here's the Stoic truth bomb. What's the worst that could happen? Even if things don't go perfectly, you learn something valuable from the experience. Maybe you discover a hidden strength you never knew you had or gain invaluable insights for next time. So take that leap. Embrace the discomfort, channel your inner badass, and remember courage isn't the absence of fear, it's acting in spite of it. Listen up, everyone. Today's takeaways are gold. Accept what you can control. Shift your perspective, take action, practice mindfulness, and remember that building courage is a journey. You got this. Now go out there and conquer the world, one fear at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little Stoic wisdom boost. And hey, let me know in the comments what fear you're ready to face head on. I can't wait to hear your stories. Until next time, stay strong, stay fearless, and keep living your best life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.